Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
And boom, here we go. It is Fat to Fit or Else. It is Monday. Happy Monday. Apparently, if you're here in Southern California, not going to rain today. We are going to get rain kicking in Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. So get ready for some suck-ass rides home and to work in the morning, because those always blow in the rain. I'm really getting over traffic. I know it's like a thing that we live with here, but there's certain times in your life that it bothers you more than others. And right now with all the BS I got going on at all times, I'm just have no room for traffic and sitting in traffic. It's driving me crazy. So not going to appreciate this late winter storm we're about to get. I know spring's coming. Also, happy one day of less sleep with the daylight savings time. It springs forward. This is the crappy one. When it falls back, you get that extra hour, and it's actually kind of nice. Now we're looking at, for me personally, it was just about to, the sun was just starting to change to where I was getting up, and the sun was coming up at 5:30 and a little light outside. And then when I would leave my house at 6:30, it was now sunny, didn't have to turn the headlights on. That will change as of today. I will be back in the car, and at 6:30, it will still be dark when I leave from the house. And that'll change rather rapidly, too. It's weird how we get to that point where at 5:30 in the morning, the sun is up, and it is crazy come summertime and deeper into the springtime. So that will be pretty cool, something to look forward to. I love the sunshine. I love getting home from work and having a little sun. It sucks driving home in the dark, having it be dark. It really limits your life, especially for what this podcast is supposed to be about before it turned into the fire, and that is fitness. It greatly affects your fitness. Unless you go to a gym, unless you work out and you do your thing, absolutely the daylight savings time is vital for your fitness endeavors. Now, I had a home gym, I had a house too, and those I loved, but it was really seasonal because by the time summer rolled around, there were so many mosquitoes outside at my home gym that I got to the point of like, yeah, nope. And then that off, the anti-mosquito spray, that's cool and it works, but they still land on you and they're still buzzing around, and then you stink like that crap for the rest of the day. You got to take a shower. It's just nasty. So I don't have to worry about that anymore. I don't have a gym membership anymore. I got rid of that. And I also don't have a home anymore. I got rid of that. And I don't have a home gym. I got rid of that. So I'm pretty solid. Just getting my walk on with ice. I am now, by the way, as of Wednesday is when I went back into the latest round of dieting, and I'm so far so good. I made it through the weekend, and here's what I'm doing. You guys know I'm also a religious person, and I do a Bible study podcast, which is called God Wants to Talk to You. If you ever want to check that out, that is up. But I also observe Lent and do the fasting and do all of that stuff. So this year for Lent, I decided to give up just junk in general, like bad food, bad eating. And I probably will go to what I call the God food diet, which is food God made. Fruits, vegetables, meat, nuts, things like that. Like which is cool because it gets rid of all of the crappy food that is out there and all that really processed food, which is very bad for you. It just is bad for you. We know that. So that's what I'm getting rid of. I have been eating clean. I've also really reduced my carbs. I wouldn't say I'm at keto, but I'm really being conscious on carbohydrates and cutting. And that's easy to do when you're not eating junk, because junk is just 100% carbs, but no white bread, really, really limiting even rice intake and trying to do brown rice. I know some people say brown rice is unhealthy, but I look at it, for me as a diabetic, the hypoglycemic index that you get from brown rice is way better, way more beneficial than the white rice spikes it. So I'm like eating a bowl of sugar. It really is. And so I'm getting around that. And right now I will tell you what has been my friend, because I just ate an entire bag of them, and they're not cheap, by the way. Hot wings. I buy wings from the grocery store. Some are pre-seasoned hot wings, put them in the air fryer. And I left them in the air fryer on 400 for 30 minutes, like flipped them every 10 minutes and then kept them going until they were crispy, delicious, and spicy. And there's no, it's not deep fried. It's not an oil. It's chicken. I know how great is the chicken. That is debatable. I am with you on that. I can't sit here and be a hypocrite if I tell you I'm healthy, I'm eating chicken, because there is a lot of shit chicken. Well, you know what's the most shit chicken you can eat, according to everything I have heard? That is that Costco $5 rotisserie chicken. It is jack full of crap. It is super sodium laced. There is a lot in that chicken from Costco. Rotisserie chicken in general, you got to watch. I would be, for me personally, if I had the choice of buying a rotisserie chicken on the way home for $5 or going to El Pollo Loco and getting some flame grilled chicken, I'm going with the flame grilled. I'm going to do that. And that's, you know, a fast food place. Once again, a lot of salt water in there, chicken, but I'm going to take that over your typical rotisserie chicken. Rotisserie chicken's not great. And from everything I personally hear, I am not a doctor or a scientist, but I read a lot and I check a lot of stuff out online, and I have heard that those Costco rotisserie chickens are not great. Now, is it better than eating a can of Spam? Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So everything is relative. Everything you put into your mouth is relative. You can look and say, I'm going to eat ground beef, or should I have some ground turkey? The turkey's going to be a little better than ground beef. However, you could get grass-fed beef that's lean. That would be better than ground turkey, because ground turkey is made the same way as ground beef is, and all the scrappy crap parts go into the ground meat, and they just, stuff that should go into the trash, they put into the food and grind it back in there, and then that's how you get all the fat and yuckiness in your ground meat. But grass-fed ground beef that is lean is pretty good. And if you are a big baller, shot caller, want to be a shot caller, big baller, 56 rims on the Impala. I got 56 rims, not 26s. I got a 56-inch rims because I'm driving around a monster truck rims on my Impala because I'm a shot caller. That's why. But if you want to be a shot caller, the Bison is insane. And I know what's really lean and really good, and I love it, but I've never seen it at a grocery store. I'm sure you could buy it somewhere, but it's expensive as hell too. Ostrich. Ostrich is really good. It's got a beef flavor to it. It's super lean, and it cooks up better than bison. Bison is weird. If you get a bison steak or a buffalo steak and you cook it, it gets really tough. You've got it takes a very special way of handling to cook bison correctly. But man, it is super protein packed. It's lean. It's really good meat, red meat. So I do like that. More fitness. I am back on the fitness tip because I'm telling you, I'm killing the chicken wings. Not the greatest thing, but better than having, you know, tacos or something. And nothing wrong with tacos if you have a good clean meat. And a good clean seasoning. Got to watch the sodium on that, but you know, nothing too brutal in tacos. the tortillas are not good for you. I do eat the low carb tortillas. I always buy those. And there's a chance right now, too. Like I said, it is the holy season. I follow Lent. Friday, I got to make special plans because I can't have any meat on Friday. On this Friday, I had a can of soup and a keto bread peanut butter sandwich with, I buy this peanut butter that's just literally ground up nuts. That's it. Just ground up peanuts. That's it. That's all it is. 100% ground peanuts. No sugar, no nothing, nothing added. And I make sandwiches out of that and I use it for cooking. I made a really good dessert that I like. I made two good desserts this weekend. I told you guys, I'm a fat man and I am on a diet and it is not easy. And I'm giving up junk, so I'm making healthy alternatives or sugar-free alternatives, which I should be doing in the first place since I have effing diabetes. But I actually made three snacks this weekend. One, which is really simple and I like doing, and I'll take sugar-free instant Jell-O, and I will mix it up with some like low-fat milk or some skim milk. And then just dump in right out of there the sugar-free Cool Whip. And I'll dump a bunch of that in there and make it a lot like lighter. And stir it up and then have that for however many servings I have and it keep that in the fridge. That's good. I like that. It's not, you know, I'm not saying that's health food, but it's way better than the sugar-laced super fat alternative to it. And you get your sweet tooth and you feel all right. The other thing I made, another thing that's really good, if you have the diabetes, you can eat dates. And dates really are a secret weapon when it comes to quenching your sweet tooth and staying healthy. And also, for whatever reason, as sugar, like if, when you eat a date, I eat some just out of the little box thing I have, and they literally just taste like, it's almost like a brown sugar is what it tastes like. Very, very sweet. And you're like, God, this is horrible. Well, it doesn't spike it doesn't spike your glycemic index. Just like when I was saying the white rice will really spike it. Dates don't. And as much as they taste like pure sugar, they don't, which makes them amazing to cook with. Amazing to put into desserts. Really good. If you want a really great thing, you blend dates with walnuts or cashews or pecans, and you get it into this really good paste, and you can make, dump that into like a mold, and then top it off with sugar-free chocolate or dark chocolate, and delicious. Delicious, delicious, sweet, no sugar needed whatsoever, no fake sweetener. That's another thing. Fake sweeteners, better for you than sugar, but not really, and they have a lot of really bad stuff in them. I told you guys, there is a trans woman that used to be a man that I follow that I can't recommend enough. She has got really great, great food advice, very, very educated on food, and does really great videos on Instagram. And her name is Gabby Tuft. And what I love about Gabby Tuft is she'll go into Costco and say, all right, let's look at this. And she'll get stuff that's supposed to be healthy for you. And she will start reading the ingredients. I have a thing right here. I have a little bag of rice cakes right now. And she'll just go down and she will say stuff like, okay, ingredients, white rice flour, cane sugar. She's like, that shouldn't have sugar in it. It should be, you know, this is junk right now. And then she'll go corn flour, tapioca starch, corn starch, palm kernel oil, sunflower oil. I know she looks at sunflower oil as the devil, and it is really bad for you. These seed oils are really, really bad. And then she'll go into they cause cancer or they do this or they do that. And she will just break it down. But just reading the back of the ingredients of something that you think is healthy. Like I just looked at that, which I didn't read the label before I bought it. I was like, oh, a little snack. I'll buy some of these little mini rice cakes and they'll be good. No, they weren't. They're not good. They have a bunch of crap in them that are really bad for you. And she breaks all that down. Now, she used to be in a former life, a 250 or 60 pound WWE wrestler. And I forgot her name when she was a wrestler, but she was a massive ass, muscle bound dude, like a dude. And now she's a chick and she's gone through the surgery. And it's like, here's what's weird. And I think a lot of people are crapping on trans right now. Like for me personally, I've had friends when I was at Sirius. We used to bring these transsexual girls onto the show all the time, and they were the coolest. And they did. Foxy is the one I'm talking about. If you don't know who Foxy is, she's an adult film star. She's a transsexual and maybe the coolest chick ever. And I say chick because she considered herself a chick. She wanted to be called a chick. She was my friend. I always referred to her as a female, never disrespected her. Very cool. If you're an adult and you want to do that, I have no problem with you. And if you're in that world, I'm not going to blatantly disrespect you and be a jerk to you and not, you know, address you as you want to be addressed. Like, cool. That's cool. You're an adult. You made that move. It's the kid thing that bothers me. And I think a lot of people, but outside of that, this Gabby Tuft talks about it, has pictures of herself as the dude wrestler up, and then has just kind of moved on in her life and is now a big-ass chick because she's still big and she still works out and is still muscly, not nearly as bulky as she was, but her food knowledge is amazing. So put all of that crap aside. She's a human being with amazing food knowledge, and she does really good videos of going into like Costco or just going into the grocery store and picking up bread that is supposed to be the healthiest bread. Oh, the Dave's bread. Let's read this. And she always finds some shit in there that you're like, man, I didn't know that, and I shouldn't be eating this stuff. So check her out, Gabby Tuft. I follow her on Instagram, watch all of her videos, and I learn a lot, and that's really the best thing you can have when it comes to your fitness journey is knowledge. And there's people out there that know a hell of a lot more than you do. So you listen to them and be like, oh, wow, I got some good pointers there. Or I didn't know that. Maybe I've been sabotaging myself by eating this or doing this when I really should have been avoiding this or that or whatever it is. But great knowledge from Gabby stuff. So definitely go check that out. I had a fun weekend. I did go, didn't see my daughter. My daughter was out of town for spring because she was on spring break last week and she just got back. So I never saw her. Didn't see my son either. I did go see my wife today. We went to church. Our church is still roving. We don't have a home. So every Sunday we're at a different church and they're trying to find a permanent place for us. But, it's always good to see our priest and everyone that I saw every week. I attend church every Sunday, and to have my church gone and it's a big deal. Being a part of a community like that is a big deal, and you know everyone. And it's not like I hang out at church or I go to, and some people do. A lot of people have good friends at church, but I know those people. I'm like, hey, how are you? What's going on? Or I'll see them in the store and I don't even know their name, but I'm like, oh, I recognize them from church. Oh, you go to my church. What's going on? What's happening? How are you? See you Sunday. Like, it's a cool community to be a part of, and we lost that along with everything else. And it's cool to see all of those people that you used to see every Sunday at church. And speaking of seeing all the people you used to see, today something very interesting happened, and that was this. One of our neighbors set up, Palisades has like all these different areas. It's very cliquey. There's the Highlands. That's where the fire started and burned down and burned up the whole damn town. So you have the Highlands, and then you have the Riviera Palisades, which is over where the country club is, where they play that professional golf tournament, and a lot of really snooty people over there. That's a really high-end area. There's the Huntington Palisades, which is very fancy. And then the ghetto Palisades is called the Alphabet Streets, and that's like the seriously looked down upon. The Highlands and the Alphabet Streets are looked down upon in the Palisades. They are the ghetto of the Palisades. I'm not being an asshole. I'm really just telling you how it is. I live in an area called the Loop, and then there's Marquez Knowles. Like, there's all the, and where do you live? Oh, Marquez Knowles. Oh, yeah. Well, I live in Huntington Palisades. I live in the Riviera. Like, it's serious. These people are snobby assholes, a lot of them. And my neighborhood's a pretty mellow, normal neighborhood, even though the 23 years we were there, every time a house sold, it got smashed and they put up a big mansion on it. But Still, I didn't know a lot of my neighbors. I've known them all for a very long time. And today, one of the neighbors got everyone in our community together at the park and then brought out the Army Corps of Engineers to talk to people and to answer questions and just a bunch of people. And they met us at the park. And, I mean, my neighborhood's big. All these neighborhoods are pretty big. But we had probably 40 or 50 families there today at the park. And we met at a park in Santa Monica. And we talked to those people, and it was cool. I can't walk away saying, oh, I feel much better, or I trust these guys. I don't trust these guys, the government guys. I do not trust them. I do not think they're telling us the truth. I think they're on a money grab. I think they take the money. They hired a contractor. I think the contractor they hired personally is shady. But the actual Army dudes were there today. They had Army suits on and everything, and we were talking to them. And I appreciate them, and I appreciate their time. And trying to answer questions. My wife and I had one dude down, and we were grilling about what happens is they'll come in and then they clean the footprint, they call it, of the house. So if you go to the Army Corps of Engineers, which is free if you don't have insurance, but if you have insurance, you're going to pay them a F ton of money. And they'll come in and they'll take the actual where the house was. But your whole lot is contaminated. They also won't take, they say, the driveway or the foundation if it's too hard to get out, or retaining walls, and all of those have to go as well. So what we were asking is, if we go with you guys, are you going to clear this crap out, and then we're going to have to spend another 20 grand to get out the rest of the crap that has to go because it's considered toxic because of the bullshit OSHA and all that, or not OSHA, but the freaking Coastal Commission and all that crap. So there's a lot going on still. It is a lot going on. Speaking of politics, Gavin Newsom, man, that blew back. People were not happy with him for flip-flopping on the trans issue. Speaking of trannies, man, we're getting it going today. We're bringing it all back around. He seemed to be anti-men and women's sports on a podcast last week with Charlie Kirk. And I talked about that, and I said, shout out to him for going on with Charlie Kirk. I didn't realize he didn't go on Charlie Kirk. He brought Charlie Kirk on his podcast, which is a good move, because here's what I'm starting to realize. People on the right, especially the right-wing media, will monitor the left. I believe more gnarly conservatives watch MSNBC than Democrats. And I truly believe that. They watch it because, A, the regular people like to get mad, and then the other people watch it to get show prep so they can talk about how insane the people on the left are. I also think everyone at MSNBC probably watches Fox News or OAN or one of those, or Newsmax, and then they go rant about how crazy the right are. A lot of your audience is the people who despise you, is what I'm realizing in all of this. And it was a smart move again. You don't hear me patting on the back Gavin Newsom, but he brought Charlie Kirk on his podcast. So Charlie Kirk got him and got him to entangle himself in a little bit of a controversy. And speaking of controversies, our good dear friend Kamala Harris, who is one of the neighbors who lives a mile or so away from me in Brentwood, she is now announced that she will announce by the end of summer if she is going to run for governor of California. Remember, Newsom is stepping away. He's got his eyes on the White House. He thinks he can win in 2028. My gut is he'll be running against J.D. Vance, but he is. And that was another really good move, bringing on, if that's the case, you're bringing on Charlie Kirk, and then you say some stuff that's opposite of everything that all Democrats just showed us. It's smart. That guy's slick as hell, man. He is a snake oil salesman, and he's now look, he's middle of the road. No, he's not. He's insane, but he looked middle of the road when he made those statements to Charlie Kirk that he did. So watch politicians. They are all super duper shady. And by the way, shout out to Mean Spiral Lady for on the weekend sending me a video of some lady in East Los. I don't know. I can't remember her name. But she's a lady in East Los that makes conchas, the freaking Mexican sweetbread, but she makes them like your dog. She makes pug conchas, Doberman ones, terrier ones, pit bull ones. They're freaking so cool. And I'm like, okay. And then I was, then I hit her back. Are these for dogs or for people? Because they're super cool. And she's like, no, they're for people. So I'm like, damn, now I want them, but I'm not eating that stuff. I'll have to get it after Easter when I get out of my diet, off of my diet. Well, I'm not going to hopefully not go off of my diet after Easter. I'm just going to allow some slip-ups. I'm going to go for the 40 days of Lent and stay on the diet and keep it true, keep it tight, be as healthy as I can possibly be. That is my goal. So that's what I'm doing. My goal now is to get the F on up out of here, because it's Monday. I got no F's to give. I got no house. I got a retarded dog behind me that bites me all the time and is crazy and wants to go to the park. And then the mofo goes to the park and then he just grabs his ball and lays down on a bench and chews on it. And then I'm like, why are we at the park, bitch? You're not even doing anything. You're just sitting there chewing on your ball. We could go home and you could chew on your ball. But he's like, yeah, F you. I'm chewing on my ball. I'm not chasing this thing. And you try to get the ball to throw it. He's like, rrr. It's like, what are you growling at? I'm the only friend you have, bitch. What's wrong with you? By the way, wife's still on adamant mission of abandoning ice, and that is not happening. That is a major stickler going on in my household right now, because that dog is the only friend I have had through this whole fire bullshit, and I am not going to give up on him. That is not happening. I'll figure it out. All right, you guys, thank you for listening. As always, stay fit, get your diet on, watch what you're doing, enjoy yourself, don't be too hard on yourself, get ready for shitty weather if you're here in SoCal. If you're not, you may be in shitty, you may be going, well, shitty weather, I'm in 9 feet of snow. Well, man, God bless you if that's the case. I don't think I can handle 9 feet of snow. All right, I will talk to you guys again on Friday for the bonus pod. So till then, have a great week.